Okay, now that we have an understanding of what Azure Data Factory is and a quick review of how to use Azure Data Factory, and hopefully an introduction to the Azure Data Factory process, now it's time to get into some machine learning. So in this video and series of videos, we will start discussing what is machine learning, what are some of the key terms that you need to know for machine learning, and how do you take advantage of machine learning using Azure ML? So let's jump right in. Let's go right over into our next slide. We're going to do our discussion of machine learning with a business case. And let me read this quickly. A realtor company would like to save time on the market analysis of houses for sale. They currently spend too much time trying to determine the value of a house once it goes onto the market. The realtor company has a large list of details from previous house sales. They want to know if that data can be used to predict the sales prices of new houses on the market. They also want an automated process that will determine the predicted price once the house details are provided. So what you have here is that it's a familiar realty type of business case. There's a company and they buy and sell houses. What they'd like to know is that when new houses come up for sale, how much should they price those houses? And they want to price them based on historical value of similar types of houses. So this leads us to a couple of different terms that, if you aren't familiar with machine learning, might be new to you, but hopefully we will explain them a little bit in this video and you will get an understanding of what those terms are. The first one is, in this scenario, what is the realtor company trying to predict? Now, if we go back and think about it, they were trying to predict the sales price of houses. So they looked at old houses that sold or houses that had sold recently, and they tried to compare which ones were similar to a house for sale. So what are they trying to predict? They're trying to predict the house price. And in machine learning, that is considered the label. So the term label refers to the value that your machine learning is trying to predict. Another term is features. And what this one is what are the attributes about a house or a house for sale that you could possibly use to help you predict the price of that house? So what are a couple of the features that you can think of to use when selling a house? Number of bedrooms and number of bathrooms is a very common one. The more bedrooms and more bathrooms that your house has, typically the higher value or the higher price the house can demand. Another one is square footage, or sometimes even the size of your lot. The more square footage in your house, typically the higher the price. Also, a large lot size can also draw a little bit of a larger price too. Location is also another feature that's very important. There are certain parts of the country that are much more expensive to live in than others. Plus, even within a specific metro area, there are different locations and different neighborhoods that have more or less prices for the houses in that area. For the case of the scenario that we are going to look at, we're just going to keep it very simple and we're going to stick to square footage. So we're going to try to predict the price of a house just off the square footage. Let's get a little bit of a machine learning refresher. Maybe this digs back into one of the statistics classes you took previously in your life. And let's draw a little bit of a chart here. Let's make square footage of your house going across the horizontal axis. And let's make price of a house going up the vertical axis. And let's just plot a specific point there. So let's say we look at our list of houses that are previously sold, and let's say we find one that's about 550 square feet and it sold for $400,000. So we're going to draw a dot on our graph where that intersects, about 550 square feet, and it goes up about $400,000. We look at the next one on our list. It's a 1,000 square foot house. It sold for $800,000. And then we can follow the same pattern to plot a number of other previous house sales on this. And once we've done all that, then we can finally draw a line right through the middle. And this is called your best fit line, which is sometimes it's referred to as. Sometimes people refer to it as your line of least squares. But what this is a regression line. And what we're doing here is we're doing simple linear regression. We're trying to find what is the line that goes through there and is closest to all those points. So we want to minimize the distance from all those points. And you draw a line and it best fits there. And so now that line can help you predict in the future how much you would expect to pay for a house. So for example, say you now wanted to buy a house that was 2,000 square feet. You can look on there, you can go over to 2,000 square feet, then you can move up to the dotted line that's going across there, and then move across to the vertical axis, and it looks like it would be about $1.5 million for a 2,000 square foot house. So that's just a quick refresher of linear regression and how it fits into machine learning. This is one type of machine learning. It's called linear regression. There are many others, but this one is the easiest to describe and understand with a two-dimensional graph. So after you've understood just a little bit about what is machine learning and what are some of the terms that you'll need and what does that historical data have to have in order for you to predict, now it's time to start using a tool. And the tool that we're going to talk about is Azure Machine Learning, sometimes just referred to as Azure ML. And it is an online visual drag and drop based tool for doing your prediction and creating your machine learning models. And also, after you've created your models, you can deploy those models as a web service and call that web service from any of your other applications that can interact with the REST API. So here's just a visual flow of how things work. You have your data collected in various places, and then ML Studio, Azure Machine Learning. Sometimes we refer to Azure Machine Learning as ML Studio. So that's where that term comes from. So you can pull in your data into ML Studio, then you can create your models, and then you can publish it as a web service and consume it from any other place that I mentioned, any place that you can reach a REST API. Again, I said Azure ML is a visual tool, and here's a picture of what it looks like. You'll notice there's a number of boxes. They are called modules, and they are connected by lines. Those are called connectors. So you have modules and connectors, and we will walk through a demo in one of the next videos to show you how to build these and how to create those and what modules are available and how you use those modules. But this is just a visual representation of what things look like. One other part of Azure Machine Learning is the Cortana Intelligence Gallery. And what this is a bunch of pre-built machine learning experiments that often serve as a great starting point when you're working on a new prediction or a new experiment or some new modeling. So if you're looking to do some Twitter sentiment analysis, there is already an experiment, you can see it on the screen here, there's an experiment already built for you. You can click and deploy that right into Azure ML for you, and it takes care of most of building that model for you. You may have to tweak some parameters and specify some of your own data, or you might have to query Twitter just a little bit differently. But what the gallery gives you is it gives you experiments that are mostly built and serve as a great starting point for what you're trying to build. The next slides, we're going to jump into some demos. We're going to talk a little bit about how do you build a regression model with Azure ML, and also how do you publish that machine learning model as an API.